Welcome to another FreePod Timbuktu interview, focusing on the people and places who make Freeport even better. Today, I'm at the Salvation Army with Captain Lisa, and she's going to tell us all about the important programs that Salvation Army does to make Freeport an even better place. Hello, Captain Lisa.
Hi.
Thank you for joining me today. First of all, I'd like to hear more about what you do for Thanksgiving and for Christmas.
Well, for Thanksgiving, we provide a hot meal on Thanksgiving Day that is delivered to people that can't, that don't have families. Mm-hmm. They can, a lot of our people that live in the senior assistant living locations and our advisory board deliver them. I have a team of volunteers that come in on the Tuesday and Wednesday before Thanksgiving, and they're going to prepare the meal, and we seal them in trays, a hot tray and a cold tray, and then our advisory board members and volunteers deliver them on Thanksgiving Day. It's so much fun.
That is wonderful. How many do you send out on Thanksgiving Day? How many meals?
Last year, we sent out 475.
That is remarkable. I had no idea it was that many. 475. And is it a similar number then and a similar process for Christmas too?
Yes. Yes. And that is delivered. And these meals are delivered by noon or 11 o'clock mm-hmm. on the holiday itself, Thanksgiving, and then on Christmas.
And so if somebody would like one of those meals and needs one of those meals, how do they sign up to get that?
They call. They call the Salvation Army office at 815-235-7639 or check in at the office, like if you live in one of the senior assistant livings locations, they can sign up through that.
Right there at the senior living places, they can sign up for them. Mm-hmm. That is really wonderful. So you don't serve any meals here on Thanksgiving and Christmas.
No.
It's all delivered to their homes.
They're delivered to their homes. And the hot meal is for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. It is turkey. It is dressing, mashed potatoes, green beans, cranberry sauce, a rose, and a piece of pie.
Oh, that sounds wonderful.
It is a complete meal. The cold stuff is in one tray. The hot stuff is in another tray. It's fully cooked. It will take you about 3 minutes in the microwave to warm it up.
Well, that's great. And I would bet that there are a number of people listening who are surprised at the number that you send out every time.
And she, I misquoted, it was 575 for Thanksgiving and 475 for Christmas. So I had the numbers backwards.
Well, that is wonderful and so important. Thank you so much for doing that. Now, you also have a regular lunch program where you serve lunch.
Yes.
And
yes.
Can you tell us about that, please?
Monday through Thursday, we give a sack lunch out. It's what you would send to a kid for school. Mm-hmm. It's sandwiches and chips and a granola bar, an energy bar like that, some type of fruit, a fruit cup, applesauce, or sometimes it's 100% fruit snack or apples or clementine, something like that. Depends on if we have them. And then every once in a while, we try to put in a sweet treat, cookies or candy, things like that.
And how many lunches do you serve on a typical day?
Mondays and Thursdays, we serve well over 100. And Tuesdays and Wednesdays, it's well over 80. But it's been lately, this month, because of the lack of SNAP benefits, it's been over 100.
Sure. Now, why are some days bigger than others regularly?
Well, because Mondays and Thursdays, we also do a grab-and-go pantry where people can get other items, other food items.
To take home with them.
To take home with them on Mondays and Thursdays.
And where do you get the food that you're serving? Is it donated? Do you purchase it?
Well, the pantry food is donated by our wonderful community, as well as some of all of the grocery stores here in town. Cuff's Food, Walmart, Aldi's, and Sullivan's all donate food. And we give out as much as we can.
Yes.
And
yes.
But then we have a great... Freeport is a very caring community.
It is.
And they donate a lot. Unfortunately, the demand on food is high. Food insecurity is very, very scary at this time, and the need is really, really high. The price of groceries, as all of us know, has gone up. Mm-hmm. And so... it's hard to donate when you are having a hard time buying your own groceries.
Of course.
So yeah. It's a challenge. So our shelves are not as full as we like them to be.
How long have you been here at the Freeport Salvation Army, you personally?
We came July 2020. So we are starting our sixth year.
Oh, wow. Now, have you noticed any trends in, food or dinners or any of the other programs that you hear over those 6 years that you're here?
This year, we've seen a great increase of the need. Again, because the need for people's needs increase as the economy increase, when prices rise, their price of living.
More people need more help. Yeah.
Right. The price of living goes up, but your income doesn't keep up with that. That's for anyone, even the working people. Mm-hmm. You don't get raises to match the cost of living. So it's very hard.
Can you tell me about your program? I think it's called Pathways to Hope.
Yes, it's a program to help parents with children 18 and under to meet goals in their lives. For example, a parent that life got ahead of them and they didn't get their GED or graduate from high school. We're going to meet with them weekly and help them set obtainable goals. If you want to get your GED, what steps do you need to take to make that happen? And they will meet with our case manager once a week, sometimes by in person, sometimes by phone or texting. It's just sometimes, and we're going to help you achieve those goals. Maybe you want to go back to college to become an RN or a CNA or whatever. And we help them do that or find a safer place to live. Mm-hmm. And what we meet with them to help them. The whole purpose of Pathway of Hope is to help people break the generational.
The cycle of poverty.
Poverty and the generational lifestyle of staying down there and help them grow, help them learn to set goals, help them to become successful.
And how did you identify the people who will be in the Pathways to Hope? Or
they come to us.
They come to you.
They come to us. Mm-hmm. And maybe their goal is to find a safer home. Uh-huh. Well, we help them identify, again, the steps up. You may need to apply for housing. You may need to apply for Section 8. You may need to, first, you may need to get some identification.
Sure.
May need to get a job. Mm-hmm. And before you get a job, you got to have ID and you got to have a Social Security card. Mm-hmm. So those are baby steps, right? But those are big steps.
Sure.
And then
for someone who hasn't done it before, those are
right.
Can be insurmountable alone.
Well, then you need clothes to do an interview. And how do you do an interview? So we help, we walk alongside, and we want to equip people, and we want to empower people to do that. And that's what Pathway of Hope does. We aren't going to, we're not taking them to, in, we don't want to enable them or do it for them.
Right.
We want to equip them. We want to empower them to be successful.
And empower. That's a great word. You want to empower them to do it themselves. And
right.
That sounds like and a really
amazing.
Wonderful program.
Our first year, 2 years ago, we graduated 10 people. Uh-huh. And then last year, there was 9 people that graduated successfully. They achieved 3 or more goals. They are independent. They received so many. They are just doing a great job. Some of them got a car, got safe living environments. A couple of them went to college, and a couple of them, and their family life is stable. Their children are in safe schools. Their family life is improved, and just a lot of independency. That all they needed was somebody to come alongside of them and encourage them and saying, you can do this.
Uh-huh. And wow. Well, that's something I certainly never knew the Salvation Army did. And I'm really happy to hear about that. Thank you. Now, we're coming up on the season where we'll have people with red buckets ringing bells. Can you tell us more about that? Do you need volunteers? How does it work? Anything you can tell us about that?
Oh, we do need red volunteers. And the kettles will be out on November 21st.
Oh, so before Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, the weekend before Thanksgiving. And yes, we do need volunteers. And it's easy to volunteer. All you do is go to register2ring.com. You pick your time. You pick your location. You can do it for 1 hour. You can do it for 2 hours. You can take the whole day. You can challenge your neighbors, challenge your coworkers. you can do it. It is so much fun. Now, listen, I've been ringing bells since I was 12 years old, and I'm way older than that. It's an opportunity to make a family, make a difference, because that money that is raised stays here in this community. Mm-hmm. And it makes a difference because we're anticipating 700 children that will need help at Christmas toy time. I'm literally working on the angel tree applications as we speak. We take angel applications, people who need help for Christmas until December 7th. Mm-hmm. And we'll have 700 children that need help.
And you buy the toys and present them to them? Or?
We're praying for donations.
Yes. I know number of churches will have people in the churches donate.
Bring toys.
Yeah.
And here's another way you can do it. We have a register out there at Walmart. We have a Freeport registry out on Walmart. You can stay at home in your warm jammies and go to Walmart and order your toys and you have them mailed right to us. If you don't want to go shopping, we try to make it as easy as possible.
Well, you sure are making it easy for people to help.
Here's the thing that happens. The parents get an appointment and they come shop and pick out toys themselves. And we tell those parents, you don't have to tell your children where those toys come from. Mm-hmm. Because it's just okay. You are providing for your children.
Yes.
And here's the thing. I believe every child should get 3 gifts. Because Jesus did. Jesus got 3 gifts. And so your child should get 3 gifts. I believe that. So I need people to help me meet that goal.
700 kids.
700 kids.
Well, thank you so much for telling us about all these programs and wonderful opportunities to help in our community here at the Salvation Army. And can you give us the phone number one more time so people who want to help can give you a call?
815-235-7639.
Thank you very much. And thank you for joining us here on FreePod today.
Thank you for having us.